July is the most dangerous month for lightning. Two visitors on separate trips to Colorado were struck and killed earlier in the month. But lightning in California, that's rare. And yesterday, a bolt hit Venice Beach, killing one swimmer, injuring several others. According to witnesses, it was the proverbial bolt from the blue.
Freakiest part about it is there was clear blue sky overhead. The storm clouds were kind of down further south. So it was like at the tip of the storm. That's why none of the lifeguards had pulled anybody from the water.
That sound from CBS TV in Los Angeles. John Jensensius is a lightning safety specialist with the National Weather Service in Maine. And John, is that a real scientific phrase, bolt from the blue?
Yeah, it is what we call a bolt from the blue, which actually means there is blue sky in the area. However, it's actually from a thunderstorm cloud. Lightning can strike outward from a thunderstorm about 10 miles, and that's about the distance that you can hear thunder. So if you can hear thunder, you're within striking distance of the storm. But in their particular case, it's not that unusual that somebody that's struck has some blue sky overhead or nearby.
Well, quite something. And as he said, normally when lifeguards see weather approaching, they call everybody out of the water. In this case, they didn't even have time. And a terrible tragedy there. But, am I right that I lived in California? I don't remember seeing any lightning there.
Well, lightning is fairly rare, particularly along the water's edge there. Typically, though, we only see about 85,000 lightning strikes in a typical year. You compare that to a state like Florida, where Florida, a little smaller state, but has 1.2 million lightning strikes in a typical year.
Yeah, we're reading Florida had 46 deaths between 2004 and 13. So Florida obviously has the most humidity and the most lightning. We seem to think that they go together, but we have a favorite story. We spoke with John Friedman, the author who wrote a book about lightning, and we'll link you to that conversation at herenow.org. He spoke about something called the 30-30 theory, that you count to 30 or something. And some of our listeners said, well, that doesn't apply anymore. So set the record for us. What should people do if they feel that they're about to be in a lightning field? How can you protect yourself?
Well, the most important thing is just simply remember if you hear thunder, you're within striking distance of the storm and need to get to a safe place immediately. We don't recommend standing outside and counting anymore. It's best just to get inside where you're going to be safe.
When you say safety, what is safe?
When we talk about safety, we're talking about inside a substantial building, one that has wiring or plumbing, or in a hard-topped metal vehicle. The reason for the hard-topped metal vehicle is if it's struck, the lightning will follow the metal shell around the vehicle and you'll be safe inside. In terms of a building, the reason we say wiring and plumbing is because if lightning strikes the building, it'll probably go through either the wiring or the plumbing to ground.
If you can't get into a perfectly safe place like that, we know don't stand next to a tree, don't stand right out in the open. But what about if you have technology in your hand? Should you get rid of your cell phone? Is that going to attract lightning?
Metal doesn't really attract lightning, so it's not nothing is going to attract lightning. The thing you really want to do is there's some things you want to avoid. You want to avoid, as you said, tall trees. You don't want to be in the open, but you also don't want to lie on the ground, because most people that are struck by lightning are struck by what's called the ground current. Lightning strikes either a tree, an object, and then it spreads out along the ground, and that's what hits most people. So you don't want to lie on the ground. And as I said, if you want to be safe, you really need to get inside.
John Jensenius, lightning safety specialist with the National Weather Service in Maine. John, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And again, we've got our story, a deep look at lightning, posted at herenow.org. One man was hit six different times. You listen to that. Fascinating.